Wildfire managers are hoping to capitalize on the cooler, wetter weather. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, major work is planned for the Hastings Fire northwest of Fairbanks, which saw massive growth earlier in the week.
The Hastings Fire doubled in size during hot, windy conditions Tuesday night. The fire was remapped Wednesday at 5,400 acres, just as the weather began to shift. Fire Information Officer Sarah Sarlos says the weather break is providing firefighters a chance to get closer to the action.
More crews out there and to be able to really start getting around both sides of this fire and getting a lot of work done while we have this weather window.
The Hastings Fire's massive growth earlier in the week was to the northwest, away from private properties along the Chattanooga River, but closer to subdivisions north of the river. The airflow has since shifted, and there's concern about spread back toward about 20 recreational homes along the Chattanooga, as well as subdivisions on the other side. Sarlos says the complexity of the situation has resulted in upgrading the management team to the highest level.
Moving it up to that level of type one is opens up the door for more resources, air being one of those.
Over 300 firefighters are already working the Hastings blaze, but Sarlos says it's been difficult moving people into the fire lines due to a limited number of helicopters. Properties are being prepped by cutting brush and trees around structures in the immediate vicinity, but Sarlos says one of the other priorities is to understand better what's at risk if the fire takes off again.
Going into those subdivisions that are 5, 6, 7 miles out from the fire perimeter and doing a structure assessment and what the needs would be to be able to have adequate protection around those subdivisions.
The growing fire perimeter and areas of rugged terrain is making the job of access and fire line cutting challenging. Sarlos says bulldozers are being used to open up trails and old fire breaks to create lines of defense, but that handwork is required in other locations. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.